Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast, where we help RVers and freedom seekers looking to live life on their own terms. I'm your host, Jamie Williams, and I'm so glad that you're here with me today. As you know, it's the season of Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on the things that we're most grateful for. So I thought, what better way to celebrate by talking about the things I'm most thankful for in this beautiful RV life? I hope this inspires you to think about what you're grateful for, whether you're an RVer or just dreaming of a life on the road. And stay tuned for next week. I'll be featuring a bunch of other full-time RVers sharing what this lifestyle has made them most thankful for. You won't want to miss it. Okay, so let's jump into my list of the 10 things I'm most thankful for as a full-time RVer. And I've got to say, narrowing it down to just 10 was tough. The first thing I'm most thankful for is freedom and flexibility. I think most RVers will agree that freedom and flexibility are at the top of the list. I'm so grateful that we have the freedom and flexibility to choose where we get to go and when. When we lived in our home and had full-time jobs, we were limited to just a couple weeks of freedom to roam. Then we started RVing as travel therapists across the country and learned just how amazing it is to move around and have the chance to explore new areas. Now we have flexible jobs that we can decide when and where we go and for how long. I don't know if I've ever shared this yet, but we've been in Ohio for a year now, and typically we're only here for a few months. But we were able to decide to stay longer, and it's for such an awesome reason. Just a year ago, when we got here in October of 2023, Randy received a huge gift of being able to reconnect with his dad after 40 years. Isn't that incredible? Of course, we weren't ready to leave after 3 months, so we decided to stay another year. They've been making up for lost time and see each other every week. They have so much in common, and it's been such a blessing and truly feels like a miracle. If we didn't start this RV life, we would still be living in Florida and only be able to come up for a couple weeks to visit him. I can't even imagine how upset that would make Randy to finally reconnect with his dad but then never be able to see him. The freedom and flexibility this RV life has given us is truly priceless. The second thing I'm most thankful for is the RV community. There's something truly special about the RV community, and this was such a wonderful surprise to us. When we started RVing, we were total newbies. We never had an RV before, didn't know anything about RVing, didn't know any RVers, so we had no idea what to expect meeting fellow RVers in the RV park that we'd go to. And I'll tell you what, we have met some of the nicest people in the world in the RV parks. We've met so many friends that we continue to stay in touch with and that we will be friends with forever. We're so thankful to have our dog Cooper that we walk several times a day when we're in the RV parks, and he's helped us meet so many awesome people. It's like we all have a common bond. We're all out here facing similar situations and challenges and adventures. And we've found that RVers are always ready to help each other out. I can't count the number of times that we've been in a jam and another RVer has been right there with a solution or even just some encouragement. And the same goes for this amazing RV community on Instagram and Facebook. I have so many wonderful friends that I connect with daily that I feel like I've known forever. They are so supportive and helpful. We thought this RV life may be lonely, but we've discovered there's always a friend close by, whether it's in the park or online. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is living simply. One thing that RV life has taught me is the joy of living simply. With limited space, I've had to let go of a lot of unnecessary stuff and focus on what's truly essential. It's actually pretty freeing to live with less, and I am so grateful for the sense of clarity that brings. Less clutter means more time and energy for the things that really matter. I still love to go shopping with my girlfriends, but now I just don't buy anything, but I really enjoy helping them find what they're looking for. Less stuff, more memories has been our motto since we first started this RV life, and it hasn't changed. I still remember getting rid of 95% of our stuff to move into the fifth wheel and wondering if we were making a big mistake. We haven't missed a thing. It's so much easier than we would have ever imagined, living small and with less. The fourth thing that I'm thankful for is quality time with the people we love. This lifestyle has allowed us to connect more deeply with the people that we love and with each other. We have a wonderful schedule of spending time in Ohio with our family and friends, spending time in Florida with our family and friends, then spending time out west, just the two of us, exploring some of the most beautiful places that we've ever seen. It's truly so perfect because now we get to spend more time with our family and friends in different places that we would normally either never get to see or only have a day or two to see while we were on a quick vacation. Now we get this quality time together in both states where our family is, and then we get the time to reconnect with each other and slow down and just make memories. It's truly priceless, and I am so thankful for these moments that bring us closer together. The fifth thing that I'm thankful for is seeing the most beautiful places. It's been truly life-changing for us to have this incredible opportunity to travel. We've been across the country 6 times now and have seen the most amazing places that we never thought we'd be able to see. We've fallen in love with so many places. Before we started RVing, we've never been west of Indiana. So when we first started heading west on I-80 and started to get into Wyoming and then Utah, Nevada, California, every time we experienced a new place, we kept saying, "This is our favorite." And then we get to the next place and we'd say, "This is our favorite." And I didn't even know that we were doing that until I was posting about it on my Facebook page to my friends and somebody asked, "Okay, which place is your favorite? Because you keep saying each place is." Then we started a top 5, which grew into a top 10. And honestly, as we travel, it just keeps changing. It's such a good problem to have. We've been able to make the most amazing memories that we will cherish forever. Like watching the sunrise over mountains, or the sunset over the ocean, stargazing billions of stars in the middle of nowhere, and seeing the most incredible views that we didn't even know existed. It's been so amazing. The sixth thing that I'm thankful for is personal growth and resilience. RV life isn't always easy. It's a lifestyle that challenges you to become adaptable, resilient, and definitely patient. We've had our leaf spring snap on I-95 in South Carolina on New Year's Day with tons of traffic flying by. We've been lost in trying to navigate unfamiliar roads. We've had water leaks and maintenance issues, you name it. But every obstacle is a learning experience. But I'm thankful for every challenge that has made us stronger and smarter for the next time, and the opportunity to learn so that we can help others. The seventh thing I'm thankful for is the ability to work from anywhere. As a full-time RVer, I am so grateful that I can work from wherever we park the RV. Thanks to Starlink, I've been able to work in the middle of literally nowhere. A couple of years ago, we were boondocking at the base of a gorgeous mountain right down the road from the Great Sand Dunes National Park. There I was with high-speed internet in a Teams meeting. Technology is amazing. It's definitely a great time to RV. There are so many ways for RVers to work from the road and to make a living to fund their RV lifestyle. The eighth thing that I'm thankful for is spontaneous adventures. One of the best things about RV life is the unexpected adventures. We've met so many wonderful people and stumbled upon incredible little gems that we'd never have found otherwise. I'm thankful for those moments of spontaneity where a quick decision to turn down a road or chat with a stranger has led to a memory we'll always cherish. That's a tip that we always give out to people when they travel. Talk to locals. Find out what they recommend. If you know me, you know I've never met a stranger. I talk to everyone. I can't help it. When we were in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park, I met a girl from Colorado Springs, and that's where we were going to next. So I asked her what she recommended, and she told us about the Painted Mines that we never even heard of, and it was such an awesome place to visit. We've gotten the best tips for the best hidden treasures from people that we meet in our travels. And another thing we always try to do when we travel is take the back roads. Take a different route than the regular route that Google Maps gives you. As long as you're not pulling the RV, there's really no harm in it. We have found the most incredible views and the really fun drives with taking the back roads. So we definitely highly recommend that as well. The ninth thing that I am thankful for is new learning opportunities. This lifestyle is always teaching us something new, whether it's how to maintain the RV, learning the best boondocking tips, or figuring out different routes to travel, places to stay, or places to explore. We're constantly learning something. And I'm grateful for all the ways this lifestyle just keeps us learning and growing. And finally, the 10th thing that I'm thankful for is a new sense of home. Lastly, RV life has given us a new perspective on home. On our very first RV trip, I remember saying to Randy, "How cool is it that wherever we go, we're always home?" We now say that often, and it's so true. Wherever we go, we're always home. It is the absolute best feeling in the world to be at an amazing destination, feeling like you're on vacation, but still being able to sleep in your own bed each night. Because you know how much you've loved so many of your vacations, but what is the one thing you're always thinking about? I can't wait to get back home and sleep in my own bed, right? With RVing, you get to enjoy vacation and sleep in your own bed and never have to pack and unpack again. It's so perfect. I remember when we first bought the RV and we had it set up in an RV park so we could learn everything and slowly move in and get settled. I remember specifically wondering if I would ever really be comfortable and would it ever feel like home. I learned quickly that the answer was an overwhelming yes. Living on the road has taught us that home isn't a fixed place. It's wherever we feel safe and comfortable, surrounded by people we love. We have this little flag that says, "Home is wherever my dog is," and it has a picture of Cooper on it. And it's so true. As long as we're all together, we're home and we're happy. So that concludes my list of the 10 things I'm most thankful for as a full-time RVer. And again, I hope this inspires you to think about what you're most thankful for, whether you're an RVer or just dreaming of a life on the road. This RV life has been the best decision that we've ever made. We're so grateful every single day that we decided to take this leap of faith. So now I'm excited to hear what this RV life has you most thankful for. If you're an RVer, I'm inviting you to be a part of my show next week. All you have to do is send me a DM on Instagram with a voice message of your name, your Instagram handle, and what you're most thankful for, and I'll feature you on the show. We already have a great group of your favorites in this RV community sharing what they're most thankful for, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Thank you so much for listening to the Roam in Your Home podcast. It truly means the world to me that you're here. I'd love it if you'd share this podcast with a fellow RVer or someone you know who is also dreaming of a life of adventure. I look forward to being with you next week, but until then, stay safe and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review.
It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Row in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.